Hi, welcome to another Beerfest Brewer Profile. This week we're going back down under to Australia and we're going to talk to Beer Farm from Western Australia, just near Perth somewhere. I have with me Benny. He's the marketing manager, I believe.
It's Benny Joseph, Beer Farm. It's located in Margaret River, which is about 3 hours south of Perth in Western Australia. And my role is in marketing nowadays. I was once a professional brewer, though.
Yeah, so maybe you want to give me a little bit of a history of Beer Farm and how you got started and where you're located as well. I don't really have much of a clue of the geography, to be honest.
Started just over about 7 years ago. We got started. We originally had another facility over in Sydney. We moved to the west and started it up in a very rural location. It's an old dairy farm built in the 50s, old rammed earth dairy farm, with the idea of having a large venue slash brewery there. The inspiration was around having a proper rural site, you know, feeding all the spent grain to cattle on the site, using those cattle in our food offering, which we've managed to achieve. The name was chosen. It's pretty self-explanatory, Beer Farm. It was originally a name that we tossed around as a bit of a joke and then came full circle and decided to stick with it. So why not?
So it sounds like you started off very big. It wasn't like a little home brewer gradually expanding, but you started with a big facility. Is that right?
The initial size, it's a 20-hect brew house. We've expanded our fermentation several times over, but we originally bought that facility actually from Coca-Cola. It used to be the Vono Brewery in Fiji, and we purchased it off them secondhand when they got bought by Coke, and it was pretty much obsolete the size that it was. So it's actually a pretty big secondhand kit, and yeah, it's treated us pretty well over the years. And yeah, we got it all at once, including a canning facility, the mill, the works, the whole boiler, anything you could think of. But yeah, it's been very good to us. It's a DME kit.
And did that bring any challenges, like trying to start it off as a big brewery in a what sounds like a rural area?
Like any sort of new business and you know, aspirational business, there's definitely been quite a few challenges. A lot of what we've faced have been challenges that we've faced because of our location, because of, you know, the remoteness of Western Australia and our site in Margaret River. A lot of that being power, water supply challenges, you know, regarding filtration of the water on the site, and then wastewater challenges, which we, you know, I think the local council is even a little under equipped for how popular the breweries have become in the region. That's an ongoing thing, and I think with any rural site, it's going to be an ongoing thing. You know, we might aim for X amount of millions of litres when you first set up. You then need to cross that hurdle. If you're going well, then you're going to need to do a full overhaul of what you might have put in there initially and try and get there. It can be pretty tough to do with rainwater and stuff like that. But we face those challenges by being as environmentally conscious and you know, realistic as possible. We've got a really low water use per litre of beer, you know, especially compared to the rest of the industry. We have a huge solar array, which supplies the majority of our power, soon to be all of it, hopefully to be off the grid. And we, you know, we try and adopt some new technology where we can regarding wastewater. It can be really good. Those challenges, you know, just without having a sewer, you know, without having water on tap, it's an interesting thing, but, you know, it's very genuine and I think we enjoy that sort of stuff.
So with those kind of challenges, does it mean that are they preventing a lot of breweries starting up, or is it a pretty well-established and vibrant beer scene?
The beer scene in Margaret River is very established, especially for the Australian craft scene. There's been a large amount of smaller sized breweries here for quite a while. Probably about 20 years. There's about 13 breweries in the region, and I think it's the most per capita. It's the most breweries in the country, because it isn't a highly populated region. It is quite rural, and Western Australia is very remote. But it has some really, really world class breweries here. You know, we've got ourselves, breweries like Cheeky Monkey, Rocky Ridge. There's some, yeah, absolute crackers, and a lot of exceptional venues. There's a really established wine scene here, which lends itself to exceptional restaurants. It's right on the coast, so there's a lot of beautiful scenery in the area. It's an exceptional sort of tourist area. But I'd say it isn't exactly dominated because a lot of the breweries do very well. And the beer style-wise, it's quite adventurous. I mean, in Australia, you're going to sell a lot of lager and pale ale because of the climate, but people tend to be quite adventurous. And if you go into a craft beer joint, you guys probably know you're ready to mix it up, or you should be. But, yeah, I wouldn't say it's dominated by too many styles.
And what about yourselves then? What kind of styles of beer do you focus on, or is it a broad range covering everything, or do you specialise in anything specific?
So we focus on a pretty broad range of styles. We'll tend to do a lot of sours through the summertime. We don't have a sour in our core range, so it's always good to have something like that on board. We do a lot of IPAs throughout the year. It's very much driven by the market, to be honest. Our wholesale market is a big focus for the business. Having a large venue, you definitely want to have something for everyone as well. So we try and keep a dark option on, quite a hoppy option on, in terms of whether that be a larger double IPA, Imperial Hazy, something like that. And just having a decent range all year round. And I mean, being in the craft beer game, a lot of the interest, that we can provide to our team is being adventurous and being creative. So you don't want to stifle anyone's creativity. If some of your brewers or even people working on the bar might approach and say, hey, what do you think about this idea? If it's a good idea, you want to be able to facilitate. So it's definitely market-driven and it's personally driven. You tend to try and do things that you haven't done as well. Any of those styles we haven't done yet, for me, I'd say the pastry sour thing is popular and just delicious. I mean, it's a Mob Cheeky Monkey locally does a stellar job of that. Seems to be really popular in the sort of the beer nerd scene. I'm not sure if you guys use that terminology overseas, but it's thick here. That seems to be a really fun one to be able to do. Australia's a bit of a fruit basket for producing a lot of fruit, so it's really easy to get your hands on exceptional natural ingredients. So I'm saying the old pastry sour is an interesting one to come up, which we do have in the pipeline. I'm excited.
Sounds good. So where are they available then? Like, you have your own venue, or is it all sold in there, or do you distribute more widely?
Our beers are available all through the domestic market here in Australia. We've delved deeply into the New South Wales market. We've got a couple of sales reps over there, predominantly a Western Australian brand at the moment. But, yeah, looking to expand through the East Coast. We have some aspirations to open another venue over there, which hopefully will be able to come to fruition. We've toyed with the Singaporean market, the Malaysian market a little bit in the past. You can still find it there on occasion, not as consistently as it was before. But, yeah, why not be able to provide it to wherever we can? Cold chain's a really big part of our offering and what we believe in. So as long as we can provide it cold and make sure that, there's refrigeration on the site, then we'd be happy to send it absolutely anywhere.
And what are the plans then for the future? Are you going to focus on where you are? Or are you looking to expand more, like you just mentioned, Singapore and Malaysia? Or are you looking more at, kind of opening new venues, or just distributing more internationally? Or what's the plans?
We have some aspirations and plans to open another site over in New South Wales. That's where we're originally from. That's where I'm from originally. We know the market over there. We want to do another rural site, aiming for the Central Coast, which is just north of Sydney. It could filter a bit of the Sydney market in there, but really the Central Coast, I think, would soak up an offering like that. It's all kind of in motion. It's just in the hands of the council and stuff at the moment. And, of course, getting the money together to pull the trigger on a big operation like that. It's not just, the size of the brew kit and the brewery, but to have the venue attached as well. It's really important to us. It's been a lot of our success over in Western Australia. So that's the plans for the future. And then who knows after that? But anything, I say.
And I guess I have to ask you, I guess you're on all the social media things, Facebook and all of that. Where can people find you?
Everyone can find us through all the regular social media channels and beerfarmoneword.com. So beerfarm on Instagram, beerfarm TikTok. Beerfarm on Facebook and beerfarm.com. Have a squiz. We could even potentially ship some merch. I don't think we're sending our beers via the online store overseas at this point, but have a squiz and check us out. Some big laughs to be had, hopefully. And that the old horse walks into a bar is not such a joke. You know, there's not many bars and places you can find around the traps where you can just stroll a horse right in there and enjoy a beer with your horsey pal. But yeah, have a squiz.
All right. Well, listen, Benny, thanks a million for taking the time. It's been interesting to find out. I still have no immediate plans to get down to Australia, but if I get anywhere nearby, I'm going to try and call in. So, yeah, just thanks for your time, and hopefully people will check you out.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. If anyone finds himself curious for an interesting holiday, come down and see us in Margaret River. The food's banging at the beer farm as well. It's excellent. Exceptional region. Can't recommend it enough. And otherwise, keep chopping beers and having a whale of a time.